The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tuzla is under fire for placing children in the care of a company that it had previously blacklisted. The private firm in question, Supervised Access Ireland, was found to have insufficient measures in place to keep children safe from harm. For more on this, I'm joined by Jack Power, Europe correspondent for the Irish Times. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me how this story evolved. I mean, you blacklist a company, that should mean that's the end of the line.
Yeah, so this is a company that the Tuzla use basically to supervise access visits between children that are in state care and their parents or parent who no longer has custody. And so concerns were first raised inside this company in kind of late 2023, where some staff, and according to internal emails that the Irish Times has seen, some staff basically were trying to blow the whistle, saying that they were aware of colleagues who had told them that they hadn't been properly Garda vetted yet, and they hadn't completed things like child protection training, while at the same time were already on these visits where they were supervising the access visits. And this involves, you know, the staff member from Supervised Access Ireland bringing the child or children to and from the visits. So there's situations where they're, you know, alone with the children in the car. And so it does raise obvious, you know, child protection concerns. And this sparks, you know, significant alarm within Tuzla. In early last year, Tuzla basically looked into it. And then according to briefings we've seen, you know, established that there were issues around Garda vetting and qualifications of staff working for this company. And on foot of that, Tuzla basically issued an order across the agency in February, cutting ties with the company and saying, you know, social workers were not to place children with Supervised Access Ireland, you know, with immediate effect. They weren't to use this company to oversee and supervise access visits with parents. But what then happened several months later, which is what we're reporting in the Irish Times today, is one local area in Tuzla in Louth and Meath inadvertently placed two siblings who are in state care with this company again over several weeks. And that in itself, you know, kicked off a further, I suppose, round of internal concern within Tuzla that, as you said, a company that they themselves had blacklisted over what they felt were shortcomings in the Garda vetting of staff, that they'd used them again. And so Tuzla then, you know, had to provide assurances to the Department of Children that, you know, they were absolutely no longer using this company and they had no plans to use the company in future.
Now, the question arises, first of all, the employment of Supervised Access Ireland, it question marks over Tuzla itself and its vetting. I mean, you'd expect them to vet and audit the companies in advance of placing children in their under their supervision.
Yeah, and I think this speaks to a wider problem, you know, with the care system in general, is that, you know, Tuzla is, you know, under pressure with increased demand and, you know, not enough resources. And over the last, you know, decade or more, we've increasingly seen this move to, you know, kind of outsource different elements and in a respect, kind of privatize or rely on private companies to play a much bigger role in the provision of different services and care to, you know, the most vulnerable children in state care. So I think it speaks to, you know, a wider issue with Tuzla. And our reporting today will also probably cause concern for a lot of other parents, because it's not just Tuzla and who use this service. It's also nearly the majority of people using this service are, you know, two parents who have split up and one parent has custody. And by a court order, the judge says, with the access of the other parent, needs to be under supervision. So, you know, this story will probably cause a lot of concern to, you know, kind of parents using it, not so much, you know, Tuzla themselves. It kind of speaks to a wider issue that nobody really, the state certainly doesn't provide this service in terms of supervising access visits. I think Barnardo's previously ran a pilot service back in 2013 where they would run centres where parents, one who had custody and then another parent who didn't have custody, would be able to, you know, use those centres for these supervised visits, but that funding basically ran out and wasn't picked up afterwards. So this company, Supervised Access Ireland, has sort of existed in this space, in this gap in the system for quite a while, and that's why TUSLA relied on them, because they were filling this gap.
Yeah. Now, what does the company have to say for itself?
So we tried several times to contact the company, with a list of questions and queries. It's owned and run by a man called Robert McCormick, but despite several attempts to put questions to him and the company, we received no response over the last few days.
Did TUSLA explain the inadequacies of, once the whistleblowers had done their stuff, the inadequacies that they found? I mean, is it that the Garda vetting, that the people were not submitted at all for Garda vetting, or that the vetting wasn't complete and they were already deployed? Or what was the nature of the practice?
Well, from speaking to several former employees, what it seems to have been the problem is, people would be hired by the company and, apply for Garda vetting and submit the forms and all that and start the process. But then before the vetting would be complete and the person would be given, the all clear, they would in situations, it seems, be sent out to supervise these access visits. So that seems to be the problem, that people were in process, in train, applying for Garda vetting, which, for people who mightn't be too familiar with it, it's basically just to check that you don't have any past criminal convictions, which would obviously raise a flag with you working with vulnerable children. So that was the problem, it seems, from my discussions with people who worked in the company, that people were put to work while their Garda vetting was in process, rather than, as it should be the case, after it comes back and, the person is given the all clear.
There's no suggestion anywhere, Jack, that any harm has come to children as a result of the use of this company.
No, there's nothing that we found either speaking to, former employees or going through documents we got under the Freedom of Information Act from the Department of Children and briefings. There's no suggestion that that there was any incidents as a result of this. I suppose it just speaks to more of a kind of a governance issue and failing over the approach to, safeguarding and child protection in particular, that it posed or created a potential risk. And that's obviously what set off, serious alarm bells inside TUSLA at the time.
Now, TUSLA says that any company that is employed in this way, they outline to them TUSLA's standards in what they expect of this company. And you'd wonder, a social worker is a highly qualified person. It might be seen as kind of a waste of a social worker's resources to deploy such a person in a role of simply supervising and making sure that nothing untoward happened, that there was no abduction or anything like that. And it might need a lesser qualified person to do this kind of job.
Yeah, well, there's certainly, as I said, space for, the state in some respects to do more, it seems. Like, obviously, rather than relying on private companies and this problem emerging, that TUSLA, it doesn't necessarily, as you say, have to be a social worker, but there definitely is a space here, and probably there'd be a lot of parents reading the article who might be using Supervised Access Ireland's service as required, to supervise access visits with a parent who doesn't have custody. And from speaking to parents who've used the service, what they told me as well is that they couldn't find anyone else, basically, that this company was the main one really providing this service. So that will then, you imagine, also kick off, a lot of concern from parents who, might have doubts now about using the company to supervise access visits with the parent who doesn't have custody, on foot of TUSLA's, significant kind of concerns that they felt strongly enough about what happened to totally cut ties with the company. That obviously isn't a signal of confidence in their practice or their governance.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. That's Jack Powers writing about all of this in today's Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.